Hi, Sandy. I'd like to thank you again for having contributed to ProfWeb. The article is really fascinating, and I'm very intrigued by the fact that it was your sister's idea. I was really intending to start this interview saying, so you ripped off your sister's idea to make this grant. But really, how did you put it all together? What inspired you on this?
Indeed, I did rip off my sister. The way I did see this Wikipedia work the first time was she was doing a homework assignment, and I thought, wow, they have this project and then they have to put it on a wiki page, and that has a lot of potential to be at the on the college level. So we had this grant that the college put together, and they said, well, we really want to hone our students' research skills as well as their language skills and let it go to the public at large to ask the college community, do you have an idea that you want to see realized and that targets these objectives? And I thought that Wikipedia project might be of interest to us. So the way that we got the ball rolling was that they put out the grant, we applied for it, and when the college said, we will give you the grant, I immediately contacted two of my colleagues and asked, look, would you be interested in participating? This might be something of interest to our students and to us as teachers, just to see where it's going to take us. So what we did was we got the grant, and that gave us some release time to come up with the project. We sat down and we asked the Dean of Science to help us procure a wiki server, which he did. And then we sat down and said, here are three projects that we want to try. And what would we have to do in order to get this project to get off the ground? So we said, well, let's teach this particular course. Let's teach it at this pace. And after we go through so many sections, we will run this particular project.
Okay. In the article, I think your point of view, your bias, is pretty obvious in that you think that the wiki really did produce an advantage over the paper course. And I realize that you said that there are seven groups in the algebra course, and yet you only did the course with three. So now this experiment has proven itself. Is this going to become standard procedure in the linear algebra courses, or where do you go from here?
We went from seven projects to three because we only decided that if we're going to try three projects, we want to do a very good job of it rather than sort of stretch out our resources. After our initial run of the project, teachers can choose to take the project and incorporate it into the course if they wished, and we would give them assistance. And so the teachers who are interested in integrating technology into the classes took to this project, and they've included it into their course. Where are we going with this? We would like this, obviously, to go across the other colleges. We would definitely like to open up our servers and give them access to creating wiki pages on their own, developing their own projects. We'd like to go as far as, how should I say, the sky's the limit, right? We want to see it in as many colleges, as many institutions as possible, and we would be happy to share our resources with them.
So I guess ProfWeb is meeting its mandate in that sense, in that we're beginning to publicize this, and I'm assuming, you can tell me if I'm wrong, that if any people in the math department are listening to this interview and would like to get more information about this project, that they could contact you. And I would also like to mention that ProfWeb's own personal space does host the same wiki system, Media Wiki, and that teachers could operate their wikis on the ProfWeb personal space if they can't figure out a way to integrate with the Vanier space.
That's right. So you have options. You can either go back to ProfWeb and have it hosted there, or you can come and contact me at the college and find out what wiki can do for your students.
All right, one more question. this is, you've done this experiment, and it worked out. I mean, you know, the reality is it worked out. Now, do you find that your taste for information technology has been whetted by this? Are you sort of exhausted by having gone through the project? Are you sort of raring to get going on another project? What has the experience done for you personally as a teacher?
I've always thought that technology does have a place in the classroom, but the idea to tell your students to use technology not as a crutch, but as an aid for
and a support for your learning is important. I'm definitely interested in doing more projects with technology in our classrooms. I would definitely like to improve on the wiki project. It's very good now, but I like, and our students make it very good.
for us, but there is a lot of space to improve, and I think that if we continue working on it, we can really make it something fantastic. Be also interested in continuing and doing projects in other areas, and so for me that technology offers a lot of doors and a lot of opportunities and a lot of questions that need to be answered, and I would definitely be interested in spending an entire career just finding out what's out there and what can we how can we enhance the learning process and understanding process of our students.
Well, again, I'd like to thank you for having shared this experience with ProfWeb's readers and invite listeners across the Quebec College community to either leave their comments or contact you personally so that we can develop a community of users, perhaps in the math department, that might use these wikis as a focus for doing really innovative work in their mathematics classes.